Today we continue our sermon series called 信二代, Second Generation Christians.
今天我们继续我们信二代的讲道系列。
We want to take this opportunity to speak to those who are born in the faith because you have a unique profile that is honestly quite different from so-called the first generation Christians or the new believers.
我想用这个机会对那些出生在信仰家庭的那些在场的讲说话，因为你们拥有一个很独特的背景，就是跟成年之后才信主的人很不同。
And our goal for this series is simple. We want to explore how a faith that is inherited can still be a faith that is alive and thriving and growing.
这个系列的目标其实很简单，我们想一同去探索一个成传下来的信仰，怎样都还可以是活的，是会成长的，还有生命力的信仰。
Now, one of the most unique characteristics of the second generation Christian has to be familiarity, that we are all so familiar with the faith.
咁喺信二代嗰方面嚟讲，最明显、最独特嘅你哋一点咧，就系你哋对信仰嗰份嘅熟悉感啊。
We have been in the church ever since we were born. We know the story in and out of the Bible. You know, we all know all the worship songs and the program. And honestly, we have a very supportive Christian brothers and sisters friend group that grow up alongside us.
所以我喺出生喺教会嘅人入边咧，我哋其实对圣经嘅故事已经了如指掌。我哋熟悉所有嘅敬拜啦、赞美啦，成个流程啦。
This is what's unique about the second generation, that we are familiar with the faith, and we also have a lot of knowledge about the faith. We have knowledge about the faith. And I believe this is a privilege. This is a heritage. This is an inheritance, a blessing that our parents have passed down to us.
信二代，你哋有一个好特别嘅特权啊！你哋系传承咗基督徒父母对你哋一份嘅祝福，系我好相信呢个系一个祝福嚟嘅。
And you heard me right. I am using the term blessing to describe a second generation Christian.
你冇听错，我系用祝福呢个字眼去形容你信二代。
But honestly, there's a little tension in our hearts because so often being a second generation Christian doesn't feel like a blessing.
但有时咧，我心里边有挣扎。我听到咁样样就系话，喂，我唔觉得呢个系祝福。One
of the reasons for this is because familiarity with the faith does not necessarily mean familiarity with God. Or put it another way, knowledge about God doesn't necessarily mean experience of God.
咁有可能系因为咧，其实你熟悉信仰，唔系代表你熟悉神。又或者话你嘅知识其实唔等同于经历。
Think about all your new believer friends or the so-called first generation Christians. How they come to the church, they would tell you that it's a dramatic turning point. It was a divine intervention. Everything lined up and it's God ordained that I'm here today.
你或者你可能会听过信一代佢哋讲点解会翻教会啊？喂，可能好多嘢好奇妙咁喺佢生命中发生，一件事令到一件事，卒之带到佢翻教会。
But unfortunately, you are a second generation Christian. So that means you don't get that turn. You don't have that experience. You don't have that arrangement. You were born inside the church.
但好不幸，可能你因为你系信二代啊，你根本喺教会度出世啊，所以你冇机会去经历呢啲。
And then your friends, they would tell you, oh, the first time I went to the worship service, oh, the music and the worship song starts playing, and I felt tears coming down my eyes, and I felt comforted, I felt emotional, I felt God was here with me.
可能你听过你一啲新信嘅朋友同你讲话，啊，我翻到教会，我听到唱诗歌，我心入边感动，我流泪，即系神真系喺度。But
you have done the same routine like 100 times, 1,000 times, and you have sang the songs more than you can count, but you never feel anything.
但可能呢首歌你已经唱咗成百次咁多，你根本你都完全冇呢个感觉嘅。
And then your friends, they now register for Alpha, the new believer course. And they felt that God spoke to them through prayer, that God spoke the secret of my heart.
又或者你嘅朋友系参加咗启发课程，哇！佢哋真系当中觉得祈祷，原来神知道佢一切所有嘅嘢，神系同佢哋讲说话。
But you have been praying before you knew the alphabet. You really hear God speaking back to you.
但你未识串字之前，其实你已经识得祈祷啊。
This is what I mean. Just because we're familiar with the faith doesn't mean we're familiar with God. Having all of this knowledge doesn't necessarily translate to experience.
这个就是我刚才所说过，我很熟悉信仰我们，但是我们不是熟悉神，或者我们在知识上面所学到的东西。 唔係代表我哋嘅經歷。
And in fact, let's be honest, a lot of us sometimes will feel that the knowledge not only doesn't help, but it's like a blockage to experiencing God. That it's a hindrance, it's a curse somehow.
我有時所以會覺得呢啲咁嘅知識唔單止唔可以帶領我哋去認識神，甚至可能係阻礙咗去我哋去認識神。
So we have a lot of emotions coming up. We would feel envious sometimes, yeah? We will feel envious of other first generation or new believers because God always speaks to them, but God never speaks to you. Sometimes you wish that you were not born in the faith.
所以我哋有時即係我哋會覺得神原來從來冇同我講嘢，我哋即係呢個簡直係一個咒詛有時。
And then the second feeling that we have is doubt. Now we will start to doubt.Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with the church? Is there something wrong with God? Like God somehow is not, he doesn't like me, he doesn't, is not interested in me.
So sometimes you feel, wait, is it me that's the problem? Or is the church that's the problem? Or is it God that's the problem? Or is God that's the problem?
And then that's the point where some of us will leave the church. And unfortunately for the others who stay in the church, this is where we become indifferent. This is where faith just becomes a routine, worship just becomes a habit.
So then,慢慢可能有些人會離開教會啦，甚至或者留在教會的人，我哋開始變得冷淡，信仰就變咗好似例行公事咁啊，變咗習慣。
Perhaps second generation Christian is actually more of a curse than a blessing. You thought?
如果咁睇，可能即係信二代唔係一個祝福嚟嘅，可能真係一個咒詛嚟嘅。
And honestly, I empathize with you. These are complex and heavy emotions to carry as you're growing up in the faith. And I agree with your heart's discontent that it should not be this way.
So, 坦白講，其實我好理解大家，呢個係一個其實係一個好沉重嘅情緒。我都好認同你心入邊嗰種不滿。信仰其實唔應該係有呢啲感受嘅。
So, the question that we're dying to ask today is simply this: Well, how do I turn all these years and years of knowledge and experience and familiarity with the faith?To familiarity with God and experiencing God.
So, we today want to ask the question. Actually, the main question is: How can we turn these knowledge into experience? How can we turn this faith, this familiarity with God, into experience?
Now, in the Bible, there's this amazing moment of a person experiencing God in a miraculous way. But I want to share this story today not because of the miracle itself, but because of the person and who he is.
圣经里面有一个很震撼的时刻，就是一个人怎样去奇妙地经历神。但我今天呢，不是最主要跟大家分享这个神迹，而是分享那个人。
Because I believe his posture that night holds the key to our breakthrough today.
因为他在那晚他所采取的态度，那个立场是他之所以可以突破的原因。
Let's step into that moment right now.
现在等我们准备自己去经历那一段的时刻。
It was late into the night, the darkest hour of the evening.
那个是深夜，是夜晚黑最黑暗的时间。
The disciples were exhausted, they were completely overwhelmed.
门徒呢，大家都已经筋疲力竭了，已经很，完全很累了。
Because they have been trying to keep their boat afloat for what felt like 7, 8, 9 hours now.
因为他们为了保住不要翻船，已经搏斗了7-8 hours.
It was one of the biggest, most violent storms they had ever seen crossing the Sea of Galilee.
这个是他们见过跨越这个加利利海里面见过最大最猛烈的风
暴。And the rain was loud, the wind was howling, the thunder was cracking.
雨声大，风又犀利，雷又在大叫。
And on the boat is just as chaotic and loud. You have James and John, they're screaming over the wind, they're struggling to hold the sail together.
在船里面同样是这么混乱，因为船里面雅各和约翰在风里面大喊，在挣扎着想稳定着那个帆。
Philip is clinging onto the rail and shouting, We're lost! We're lost! We're never going to get there at this rate.
腓力就揸着栏杆大声叫，喂，不行了，今次真的不行了，我们挨不住了。
Thomas is curled in the back of the boat. Thomas is just crying, We have to go back, we have to go back.
多马咧就失缩喺船尾喺度喊，喂，快啲快啲翻转头啊
！Matthew and everybody else is running around praying, help, 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 and they're trying to get the water out of the boat with their bare hands.
马太同其他人咧就喺度，哇喂喂，搞唔掂啊！祈祷快啲，或者用手去嗱声滗啲水出去啦。
The last time this happened, Jesus was on the boat.
上次有咁嘅事发生嗰阵时咧，耶稣系喺船入边。
This time, however, Jesus is not on the boat. He is back on land. He sent the disciples to go first.
但今次咧，耶稣已经唔喺船入边，佢反而喺岸上边，因为佢系差派啲门徒先坐船去到岸对面。
The lightning strikes again. The thunder roars, and the sail breaks in half.
雷电交加，跟住雷声喺度大作，但系个帆咧竟然断咗两节。
Somebody says it's a ghost. There's a ghost over there. Somebody else says, "Wait, what are you talking about? That's just the thunder. Just calm down."
有人就喺度嗌话：，喂，有鬼啊！其他人就话：你讲乜啊？雷声啫嘛。
The lightning flashes again, and the sky for a brief moment turned white.
闪电又闪一次，佢成个天白晒。
Against the backdrop of the lightning, a black shadow.Appears in the middle of the sea.
在闪电之下，你见到远远海面有个黑影出现咗。
It's a ghost. It's a ghost over there. James is saying, "Stop scaring. Just do your. Just pull. Just get the water out. Stop scaring. Just keep going."
喂，有鬼啊！真系有鬼啊！雅各就话：喂，唔好吓自己啦，出嚟拉啦，拉啦。
The lightning flashes the third time again. Now the shadow is bigger. It's the shadow of a man, and they all see it.This time,
今次闪电又闪起上嚟，跟住见到个黑影变大咗啦，真系有个人影。今次大家都冇错，系睇到噶啦。
The disciples they shiver in the rain, but not because of the cold, and their hearts drop, but not because of the waves.
啲门徒喺雨入边系开始打冷震啊，但系唔系因为真系冻，心都停咗，但系又唔系因为海浪危险。
Maybe it is.A ghost coming for them.
喂，会唔会真系今次俾鬼嚟捉佢哋啊？
Then out of the chaos and the howling of the wind, a voice cuts through from the storm. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.
跟住喺混乱同埋狂风暴雨入边，有一把声就穿透咗呢个风暴，就讲话：你哋放心，系我，唔使惊。
Thomas is still in the back, curled up. He's frozen. He's going crazy. Impossible, impossible, impossible.
多马就呆咗，佢睇住个黑影话：，喂，冇可能喎，冇可能喎。
James is just shouting back at him, "Don't listen to him. It's a ghost. It's a trick. Don't listen."
雅各就话：，喂，冇听佢讲啊，系真系鬼嚟噶，个幻觉嚟噶咋。
Andrew is just running around now, trying to get a rope. Is there anybody have a rope? We need to save that man.
安德烈就。拿起条绳就话：喂喂，嗰、那个人系咪要浸死啊？快啲去救佢啦！攞条绳。
Out of the confusion of the disciples and all the noise of the wave and the thunder, a voice comes from inside the boat. Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water.
咁喺呢片混乱入边，啲门徒波浪声喺雷声当中，船入边竟然有把声音就话。主啊，如果是你，求你叫我行去你那边啊。
And those on the boat gone crazy. Are you crazy, Peter? Don't do anything stupid. You're always so stupid. Don't do anything. You're gonna die instantly. It's so dangerous out there. Don't do anything.
咁船上边人就话：，喂，你黐咗咩彼得啊？你成日都系咁戆居嘅，吓做埋晒啲咁危险嘅嘢嘅。
The voice from outside the boat says.Come.
船出边嗰把声音就话过嚟啦。
Peter puts his hand on the edge of the boat. He swings one leg over into the darkness, and then the other, and he falls out of the boat.
彼得就扶住个船边，一只脚，第二只脚都跨埋出去。行咗出去啦，已经。
And he stands, and he takes a step, he takes two steps, he takes three steps.
你睇住佢一步、两步、三步，系咁行咗出去。
And the lightning flashes again. Now there's two shadows walking on the sea towards one another.
而家闪电又闪起嚟，你就见到两道黑影。 互相行近。
The boat is still being rocked by the sea. The rain is still loud. The storm violent. The thunder still deafening. But those on the boat are still as a statue. Their mouths are open. Nothing comes out of them. They're completely stunned by two men walking on the sea.
咁船仍然喺海面上面翻腾，雨声、雷声、风暴声一路继续喺度。船入边嘅人依然系唔知做乜好，喐都唔喐。望住海面上面两个黑影互相接近。
Peter walks for what seems like 10 steps, 20 steps, and then a massive wave crashes in front of him, and all of a sudden his body starts to sink in the water, and he lets out a cry, Lord, Lord, save me!
彼得行咗大概十几步之后，慢慢突然间有个巨浪打埋佢度，佢竟然开始沉落去。彼得于是大叫，主啊，救我！
The disciples on the boat are gone crazy, they're trying to help him, but then that black shadow.The black shadow takes two big strides on the waves, and he can finally be seen in the darkness of the night.
船入边嘅门徒想去救彼得，但系另外一个黑影喺浪花入边跨咗两大步，行向前边，佢哋卒之睇清楚。
Jesus, he bends over, he reaches his right hand down into the water, and he pulls Peter up.
原来耶稣。佢弯低身，右手伸入水入边，拉起咗彼得。
Peter clings onto Jesus and he starts crying. Jesus hugs him and comforts him, pat him on his back, and then he took Peter by the shoulders and they walked back to the boat.
哇！彼得嗰阵时真系忍唔住揽住耶稣喺度大喊，耶稣揽住佢，安慰佢，扶住佢嘅膊头，两个人一齐慢慢行翻去船度。
When they got back onto the boat, the wind died, the waves calmed, the boat came to a still, and those on the boat were completely in shock.
当耶稣同埋彼得爬翻入船入边嗰阵时，风又停咗，浪又停咗，船又完全平稳咗落嚟。船入边嘅人嗰阵时已经震惊到讲唔出说话。
And once again, there was quiet on the boat.And there was quiet on the Sea of Galilee.
最后个船又安静啦，加利利海亦都平静。
The story of Peter walking on water is all familiar. We're all very familiar with.
彼得喺水面上面行走嘅故事，其实我哋都系好耳熟能详嘅。
Have you just ever stopped to think about how amazing of an experience that was?
你有冇谂过，其实呢个经历有咁几咁不可思议
？You know, there's only two people, two persons in the history of mankind that has walked on water.
你有冇谂过喺世界上只有两个人曾经记载过喺海浪上面行走过
？One is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, and the other is Peter.
一个系耶稣基督上帝嘅儿子，另外一个系彼得、哦。
And he not only walked once, some would say, oh, he failed because he fell into the water. But then he walked back again. He walked two times, once without Jesus, and the other with Jesus holding him.
他走了一次，可能我们看他沉了下去那一下经历，但是他起翻身，他跟耶稣一起再行翻上船道，其实佢前后行咗两晕。
That must have been the most life-changing and amazing event in his life.
所以呢个系可能系佢嘅喺个人生嘅历程入边一个最改变生命嘅一个经历。
So the question that we have to ask, and we're just dying to ask, is what is it that allowed Peter to experience God?
所以有一个问题，我哋好热切想去解答嘅就系话，点解彼得可以有咁嘅经历
？Is it because he's a first-time believer? He's a new believer?He's a first-generation Christian, perhaps.
是不是因为他是信一代呢？他是刚刚初信的人呢？
I don't think so, because he actually shares a lot of the same characteristics that we have as second-generation Christians.
我不觉得是咯，因为其实他身上有很多特质是跟我们信二代很相似的。
You see, Peter was born into the faith of the Israelite God. He knows the scriptures in and out. He has all the knowledge that you can ever ask for about the scriptures. And he goes to the temple, he goes to worship, he sings all the songs regularly. He's familiar with the faith by all accounts.
但你可以睇翻佢，佢从小其实喺以色列嗰个信仰嘅传统入边长大，佢又熟悉经文啦，又识背律法书啦，对信仰有好丰富嘅知识啦。咁佢一定系定期去圣殿啊，唱圣诗啊，对信仰好熟嘅。
So by our measures, he's actually closer in profile to a second generation Christian than a first generation Christian. So it can't be because he is a first time believer.
所以你睇翻佢背景，其实佢个背景系好近似系信二代，所以佢唔系信一代嚟嘅。
So what is it that allowed Peter to experience God? It's not because he's a new believer. It was it because he went to a new church, he went to a new pastor, heard some new teaching, new small group, sang some new song. Is it because he went to a new environment?
所以呢个唔系因为佢去咗一个新嘅环境，去咗新教会啊。听咗一个新传道人讲咗一篇新嘅道啊，唱咗一首新歌。
Well, there was in fact a new environment because he started to follow Jesus, right? But then, if you think about it, that can't be the reason because there's 11 other people on the boat with him that has the same environment. They have been following Jesus with Peter at the same time. So it can't be because he saw a new teacher, a new pastor, and all of a sudden he started to experience God.
咁其实都你都可以话佢有新嘅环境嘅，因为佢啱先新跟从咗耶稣基督啊嘛。但系、哦、你谂翻，唔单止佢，仲有其他十一个人都系咁、哦。咁所以佢有咁嘅经历，唔系单单因为佢跟住一位新嘅老师。
So was it because God loved him more? God divinely chose him and singled him out for him to experience him.
咁系咪特别神特别喜爱佢，特别拣选咗佢，拣佢出嚟系经历呢一个事件呢？
No, Jesus didn't call Peter out. Jesus didn't initiate any of this.
唔系咯，因为耶稣冇点名叫彼得出去咯，唔系耶稣开挑起咗呢成件事件嘅。
So what allowed Peter to experience God?
所以又系因为咩原因系令到彼得可以经历神呢？
It was a question. It was a request, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water.
是他发出那个问题，就是说，主啊，如果是你，就叫我在水面行，走去你那里。
That's all it is, because Peter asked, he wanted to. Peter wasn't content with being on the boat, watching, hearing about faith, and watching the Son of God walk by him. He wanted to get in, get involved, and so he asked.
就是因为他求了，因为他不满足于只是留在船里面，他想是踏出去，他想经历，他想感受，所以他开口去求。
An additional question we must ask at this point is, well, if Peter asked, why didn't anybody else ask? There's 11 people on the boat, at least, other people. Why didn't anybody else ask?
咁另外一个问题我哋又要问我哋自己，就係话你点解只係得彼得去开口求嘅，仲有至少有11个人喺船度，佢哋冇开声。
We can actually see this in the text because the others were frightened. They were paralyzed by fear. They just keep saying, it is a ghost.
因为其实喺圣经入面有俾我哋答案，就係我哋喺经文入面睇到其他人因为驚㗎嘛，恐惧控制咗佢哋咩，有鬼喎。
And because of their fear,They think the safest place in the storm is in the boat.
就係因為佢哋嘅恐懼，所以佢覺得喺呢個風暴入邊最安全嘅地方，咪留喺船度咯。
They believe the better place to be in faith is to be secure and safe and comfortable on the boat.
佢哋就係覺得喺信仰嘅歷程入邊最好嘅位置，咪喺最安全、最熟悉。最舒服嗰度咯。
But what they did not realize is the best place to be in the storm is not in the boat, is with where Jesus is.
但系佢哋偏偏就冇意识到，原来喺风暴入边最好嘅位置唔系喺船入边啊，而系耶稣企嗰个位置。
The best place to be in faith.Is not always to be secure and comfortable. Sometimes the best place to be is in the waves sinking, but with Jesus.
所以喺信仰上边，你所站立嘅最好嘅位置，唔系话最舒适、最安全、最熟悉嗰个位置，而系可能喺海入边、喺风暴入边 向下沉嗰度。
So Peter experiences miracle because he asked, and secondly because his desire to experience God was greater than his desire for security and comfort.
所以彼得经历咗神，因为佢开口求，同埋佢对神嘅渴望系大过佢对安全感同埋对舒适感嗰份嘅追求。
And for all of us today, whether you're first generation Christian, second gen, third gen, fourth gen, I believe your faith journey can be and should be a series of water walking events.
所以在今天坐在这里，无论你是信一代、信二代、三代，我们的信仰的道路其实应该是，甚至是要是一连串这个行在水面上面的经历。
But for this to happen, we need to adopt a new mindset.
但如果我们要经历这件事，我们一定要建立一套新的思维。
Instead of passively observing, why don't we initiate? Why don't we be active about our faith?
与其我们坐在这里被动地旁观，为什么我们不积极地主动地踏出一步？
Instead of sitting in the boat and waiting for things to happen,and perhaps sometimes being too comfortable, why don't we go out? Why don't we challenge ourselves to be outside of the comfort zone?
咁与其我哋坐喺船度等事情去发生啊，或者点解我哋唔即系挑战下自己？我哋踏出一步。
Instead of crying out in fear, oh, it's a ghost, it's a ghost. I can't do it. I'm not fit for this position. I don't have the ability. Why don't we ask?Lord, if it's you, I'm going to go out to you.
与其喺度话喂有鬼啊，又或者我哋唔掂啊，点解你唔求啊？主啊，如果系你，求你叫我去到你嗰度。
And for all of our second gens in particular, I want to give you a new perspective to your story.
咁特别系睇到嘅新二代，我想俾你全新一套演绎嘅思维嘅方法。
Sometimes we feel our familiarity is a disadvantage, that we'd rather not have it. But I want to tell you, it's actually your greatest blessing.
有时你会觉得，可能你对信仰那份熟悉感，其实是你一个缺点来的。你有时我们甚至不想要这份熟悉，但我告诉你，这个是一个祝福。
Let me explain, because whereas new believers...They need to spend years and years learning about who Jesus is, learning to discern his voice, where he is in the storm. You already know him. You know his voice, and you know where he is in the storm.
咁就好，我讲俾你听点解？因为新信徒可能要用好多年时间先学习耶稣系边个啊？喺风暴中，我听到佢，我点样去分辨佢嘅声音啊？但系你其实已经有晒呢啲咁嘅能力。
So why is this a blessing? Because familiarity with the faith.It's supposed to make you brave, not make you safe.
点解你有咁嘅好处啊？因为你正正系对信仰嘅熟悉，其实系令到可以令到你更加系勇敢去处事，而唔系令到你向下沉。
Here's an example, just a very down-to-earth example of what I mean. How many of you have a non-believer friend, that have shared with you that they're going through a difficult time recently?
有一个例子我可以跟你们分享，其实你们个个都耳熟能详。你们有没有试过有非基督徒的朋友跟你们分享他正在遭遇一个困境？
For some people, that looks like just a storm. But for you, it could be a water walking opportunity.
面对这些问题，有其他人去应付的时候，他可能觉得是一场风暴，但对于你来说，可能就是一个在水面行走经历的机会。
Because see,The new believers, at that point, maybe they don't know what to say. They don't know how to pray or comfort them. They'll just say, I'll pray for you later. I'll remember you.
或者新信的或者非信徒，可能他根本都不知道怎样去反应。他就可能我安慰一下他们，说我一会帮你祈祷。
But you know Jesus. You have all of this knowledge. And you know where Jesus is in the storm. Jesus is there with your friend that's struggling.
但你已经清楚，你知道耶稣的心肠是怎样，他在哪里，他就在风暴里面。
So you could be more brave to step out and to say, why don't I pray for you right now, even though this is not your faith?
所以你就可以很勇敢，很大胆地跟他说，不如我现在就跟你祷告吧。
Why not take another step and say, I believe church is going to be real helpful for you. Would you come to our church this Saturday?
或者你更进一步邀请佢话，我翻教会嘅，你想唔想呢个礼拜日同我一齐翻教会
？It's awkward. It's terrifying. It feels like it's stepping onto a wave.
可能系一个好尴尬嘅情嘅对话嚟嘅，可能系你好惊去咁样提出邀请，或者你俾人拒绝啊会。
But once you step out, one or two things is going to happen.Either you're going to see the power of God change your person's life and you will experience God hearing your prayer.
如果你肯踏出去，你其实会经历到试探两样嘅其中一样。第一就是见到神是改变人一个生命，你见到一个奇迹出现。
Or second, maybe your friend does reject you. Maybe you actually sink a little in the water. But either way, you get Jesus there with you.
另外一方面，可能你真系俾你朋友拒绝，你真系觉得自己系向下沉。但系呢个都系你经历耶稣嘅机会。
This is just one of the many ways we can leverage our blessing as a second generation Christian and turn all of this knowledge into experience and turn all this storm into water walking opportunities.
呢个就系你一个用你自己对信仰熟悉嗰个嘅经验，系去经历神，就系。再次製造一個係喺水面行走嘅經歷俾你自己。
Now there are many more examples that I can tell you, but instead of listing all the possible ways, I want to tell you a story.
其實我有好多例子可以同你講，但係喺呢度我淨係想講一個故事。
In my short time as a pastor, I have been blessed to walk with many who have the label of second generation Christian in the church. And yes, the struggle is real, but that's not the whole story at all.
在我担任传道人这个短短的时间里面，神很有恩典给我在教会里面接触很多是被人称为信二代的人的，一起跟他同行，他们说的东西真的有很多是挣扎， 是真实的。
But out of this second generation Christian, I want to highlight a particular group of people, and they have another label, the pastor's kids. And the label of pastor's kids sometimes is even heavier, sometimes is even more complex, and maybe even with more negative connotations than the second generation Christians. But when I walk with these pastor's kids, I see hope in our lives.
我在教会里面呢，我接触了除了信二代，还有一个群体，其实是就是传道人牧者的细路，其实他们所被人标签所背那个包袱呢，就是更沉重过信二代。
But today I have asked for permission to share one of her stories with you guys. But she wishes to remain anonymous, so let's call her Mary today.
我喺佢哋身上我睇到希望。我今日咧就有一位唔想开名，咁我哋暂时叫佢 Mary 姊妹，系佢准许我同大家分享佢嘅故事。
I've known Mary since she was younger. You would describe her as an extremely quiet, extremely shy, a very introverted introvert.
Mary, 我自細其實已經認識佢，你可以形容佢係好靜啦，好怕醜啦，係極度內向嘅一個內向嘅人。
And honestly, when you talk to her, maybe she will get to the point to share with you that, hey, actually, I have a lot of fears. I'm afraid of speaking out, being in the spotlight. Maybe she has fear of socializing with people, fear of the unknown, of the future. She would tell you that she has struggles with a lot of fears.
如果她自己跟你分享，她会很坦白，可能跟你讲到话，其实她不是咁中意讲嘢，她不是咁中意成为一个焦点，众人的焦点。她亦都可能不是很中意去社交啦，亦都系唔中意。
But what touched me the most walking with her recently,
我睇到一个喺水面行走人嘅我最近同佢经历，我睇到佢嘅经验。
I didn't see her curling up in the back of the boat, holding on for dear life because of her fears. I saw a water walker taking one little step at a time.
我睇到嘅唔系。佢匿喺船后边，而系我见到佢企喺船边，一步一步咁样尝试。
When the English service started, we need people to serve, and so we asked her to serve in one of the probably the most scary position in the service, the presentation role that controls all the lyrics and timing and all that kind of stuff. We asked her to serve there, and she said yes.
当英文崇拜啱开始嗰时，我哋需要好需要人手啊，所以我哋就邀请 Mary 系做一个可以话系最多人惊嗰个位置，就系做影音，做播影投影嗰、那个。那個位置，他是很大的掙扎，但是他竟然是說 OK 的，他願意。
And walking in that little pond, after walking in that little pond for a little bit, she was in small group one day, and I remember this conversation. She says she wonder how she can serve more in the church.
當他在這個池塘仔裡面踏出水面上的第一步的時候，我記得很清楚他在小組裡面分享我怎樣可以再更加侍奉更多嘅嘢。
She was already on the edge of the boat, wanting to go somewhere else.
原来佢已经企喺船边，佢已经系准备紧踏出多一步。
And so then we asked her to serve a probably the next, even more scary position in the church, which is to be a small group leader for people her age.
所以我跟住咧，我哋又邀请佢做一个可能更加得人惊嘅岗位，就系话做一个带领佢同年纪。
And honestly, I don't know, I haven't asked her about this, but she was probably very reluctant. But what amazes me the most about her walk was not the absence of fear in her walk, but her willingness to walk despite of the fear.
我相信她当时一定是很大的挣扎，但是我所最佩服她那份呢，不是说她完全毫无畏惧，而是她面对着畏惧，她仍然肯走出这一步。
A couple months later, around 2024, our church faced a particular challenge that there's this false religious group targeting some of our believers. And Mary discovered that one of her close friends was being drawn into this organization.
咁喺几个月之后咧，我哋教会面临一个挑战，就系有异端嘅组织咧系接触我哋嘅信徒，而其中 Mary 有一位好朋友咧，竟然系被牵涉咗入边喺入边。
Think about this.This is an introvert, very shy, very quiet. For her, the safest thing to do was to stay silent, to stay in the boat, not do anything, avoid any conversation, avoid the possibility, honestly, of being wronged and being rejected by her friend.
所以你想想，如果作为一个真的很内向的人，在那一刻来讲，最安全的做法，就不要出声咯。或者自己可能讲错嘢咧，或者俾人拒绝咧。
But she knew where Jesus was in the storm. Jesus was with the lost. Jesus was there with her friend.
但系佢知道耶稣喺呢个风暴当中，耶稣就系同嗰位迷失嘅羊，佢嘅朋友喺埋一齐。
And so she stepped out despite all her fears, and she spoke up and she intervened. And today, that friend of hers is not only safe.But coming to our church and coming to our small groups.
於是咧，佢就跨出呢一步，儘管佢個恐懼，佢都開口去干預。但係今日我好開心講俾大家聽，佢呢位朋友係好安全咁喺我哋嘅教會入邊一齊成長。
Mary shared in her small group later that year, 2024, that she experienced God giving her courage to speak at that point.
Mary 后来有机会分享了那次的经历，就说她是完全经历体验到神给她讲说话的力量的胆量。
But what amazes me is she didn't end there. She later on, early 2025, she shared again, once again in our small group, she says, I want to serve more, but I don't know in what capacity.
令我更加佩服的就是她不是停在那里，去到今年年头的话，她再次提出这样的要求，就说我想再参与多些侍奉。
She is constantly on the edge of the boat, looking at where Jesus might be calling her.
所以我们看到她是一路是站在船边，一路是注视着耶稣究竟在哪里。
Now just a few weeks ago, our church ran Alpha for her small group. Her small group is made up of a bunch of college students who are mostly new believers.
几个礼拜之前呢，我们教会呢就是为他们那个小组成立了一个启发课程。
And in that Alpha, as you know, there is a night of prayer ministry where the leaders would pray over the participants and particularly to listen to God and see what God has to say to them.
咁有一晚是为这个启发课程呢，我们是有一个祷告的事工，是为了这个启发课程，是 请啲领袖系去聆听神有啲咩说话讲。
Now Mary has never served in that capacity. She's never had to lead anybody in prayer and confession of faith. And remember, she is shy. She's quiet. She's an introvert.
Mary 自己从来未试过有咁样嘅服侍，从来未试过带领人做认罪、信心嘅祷告。我哋要记得呢个系一个好内向嘅人。
And so we gave her the option to opt out to be considerate because she's already doing so much for us, serving multiple positions. School is probably really busy, so we said, "Hey Mary, if you want to take this off, that's okay. We have pastors to support you."
咁我哋知道其实佢嘅重担已经好多，侍奉啊、学业啊各方面，所以我哋甚至系俾个机会同佢讲，就系话，喂，如果你唔想做嘅话 ，OK 嘅，我哋牧者可以帮手嘅。
But after training that night, I was so glad that she says, "I'm gonna do it." She didn't see the storm as a danger to be avoided. She saw it as an opportunity to go.
嗰晚上完堂、受完訓練之後咧，佢係好大膽咁講話，我會去做，所以佢唔係俾呢個風暴係嚇窒咗。
And then that night, when she prayed for her small group members, she shared afterwards, and I pretty much quote this. She says that it was an unexplainable feeling. She felt the Holy Spirit speaking to her, and then speaking through her. And she says she was certain that it was not her words that came out of her mouth, it was God's word that came out of her mouth.
嗰晚祈祷之后，佢系同我讲，我而家系直接讲紧佢同我讲嘅说话，就系话佢有一种，佢讲俾我哋听，佢有一种难以形容嘅感觉啊！佢感觉到圣灵系同佢讲嘢，同埋透过佢讲嘢，佢好肯定唔系自己嘅说话，系神嘅说话。
And that night, two of her small group members became believers.
咁嗰晚黑好奇妙地，佢小组入边有两位成员系信主。
What's more important to us today is that moment she turned decades of knowledge about God to an experience with God。
所以我哋好重要，我哋系睇到吓喺嗰一刻，佢将咁多年嘅头脑嘅知识转化成同神真实嘅经历。
And all this happened, I believe, because she has the attitude of a water walker.
呢一切之所以可以咁样发生，我好相信系因为佢拥有一个系要喺水面上面行走嗰个态度。
In so many instances, she's on the edge of the boat, leaning over, looking at where Jesus is, asking for more, despite of all the fears that's inside of her.
所以好多次我哋睇到佢系一直企喺船边，佢系伸个头出去睇住耶稣喺边度，然后佢要渴望去到嗰度，唔系净止俾佢个恐惧怀疑而限制咗。
And what encourages me is that her desire to experience God always seemed to be bigger than her desire for security and for comfort.
所以对我自己最大鼓励的就是他想经历神那份的渴望是大过他追求安全舒适。
Now this is one of the many stories of our pastor's kids and our second generation Christians.
这个只是我们教会里面众多牧者的子女信二代其中一个故事。
If you are a second generation Christian yourself, I want to encourage you that familiarity with the faith can lead to familiarity with God.
如果你都是信二代的话，我想鼓励你，你可以是完全将对信仰的熟悉是转化成对神的熟悉。
Being a second generation Christian does not have to be a curse or a disadvantage. It can be a blessing for you.
所以作为一个信二代，不要当做它是一个咒诅，可以是完全是一个祝福。
But I encourage you, you're going to have to see that storm out there as a place to walk on.
但是我要提醒你，你要看着在这个风暴，这个风暴是一个给你走出去的机会。
And perhaps just as importantly, you have to see your boat, the security and the comfort that you have, as a place to leave, not a place to stay.
另外就是你调回转头看，就是在船里面，这个这么舒适，这么熟悉的环境，其实是正正是你要离开的环境。
I know you want more than just staying in the boat your whole life.
我知道你系唔甘心，你呢世都系留喺船入边。
When there's somebody walking out in the water, I know you want to be there.
当有人系 在水面上行走的时
候。But today, that can actually be you. And God wants you to go there with Him.
但是你要想想，那个在水面行走的可以是你，可能神就是正正叫你行出去。
Maybe this morning God is calling you, and the question for you today is, well, would you consider leaving that boat and going out to the water?
可能神今日就是现在这一刻就是对你呼召，你是不是愿意离开你身后那只船？